Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is a joy to be with you every day on Connected, and we are continuing today the portion of the message that Melissa spoke during Women of Valor. Melissa is such a great author. If you've read her blogs, you know that there's so much meat in them. Not only that, but we enjoy her on the AM Cafe. A great speaker, and she spoke the message about the key. Did you know you just need one key to unlock a door that will open you up to many possibilities? We will go into that message in just a few minutes, but right now I just want to thank all of you who stand with He's Alive Radio and support us and keep this ministry on the air. You are the lifeline. God uses you to accomplish His will right here in the tri-state area. This month, for all of our covenant partners, and we only have 2 days left, we're going to send you this month's coaching CD, Trade in Fear for Your Future. And a guest minister this month is Deborah Sprague. And Debbie has a past that most people would not have survived, most less thrived. And I believe she will inspire you. If you especially deal with confidence, low self-esteem, because of trauma, or even a fear that you cannot make it, I believe you can trade it in. This coaching CD will bless you. $15 or more, we will send to you. Now, let me give you our address. It's He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. At the close of the program, I once again will give you the mailing address. You can go on at he'salive.net. There is a secure place there to give as well. We're going to go to a song. We'll be back with Melissa.
Of the Father inviting you to walk on the water, risk it all, answer the call, and enter in. Now we stand on every promise, we're not afraid, our faith goes before. Gonna see the supernatural. Come on. We're gonna see what we're praying. standing on the promises of Christ, our Savior. We are
One brave woman was abducted by a stranger, fought for her own freedom, and found peace after the trauma.
I just raised my hands and started yelling, God, oh God, oh God. And the third time I said God, the power of God came down on me. And I remember looking at my hands. They felt like steel, and I felt like Mrs. Schwarzenegger. And I looked at him and thought, who do you think you are?
Deborah Sprague is our special guest for this month's He's Alive coaching CD entitled Trade in Fear for Your Future. Hear how Deborah found freedom from trauma after suffering at the hands of an abductor. Today she is free and sharing that testimony with our partners. For your love gift of $15 or more, ask for it when you write He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or give online at he'salive.net. Trade in fear for your future with your friends at He's Alive.
We are going to pick up from where we left off in the message with Melissa Flores. So let's go right into Women of Valor and hear this great word.
What I want to share with you for the duration of my time with you is, how do we change this stuff?
There you go.
How do we get this list to go away? Some things is just entirely out of our hands. I will admit that. But most of what we're contending with is in our hand to change. Most of what we consider a hindrance to our future, we stand as sole guard over.
Yes, we do.
Wow, that went over like, what's true. It's true. You can make one good decision that can change your life so radically that this time next year when you come back to Valor, you will be an entirely different person. I've seen it happen. I've seen some folks even just this year that are dozens of pounds lighter. Have you seen that? It's crazy. Some people here who have new jobs that they're celebrating. Some people here who are in new relationships. Things have happened. Things can happen this year that will entirely change your existence. But you are the sole arbiter of whether that will happen or not. Oh, I know that's rubbing people wrong because, oh God, oh God, oh God. He presents daily opportunities for blessing, daily opportunities for growth. If it were up to him, we'd be on such a fast track to our destiny. It would have already happened for many of us. I'm telling you, God's not holding us back. Am I just destroying some bad thought here today? God is not holding us back. He is not using your pastor or your church or your religious affiliation to keep you from achieving anything. He has given you all that you need pertaining to life and godliness. And who would be more blessed by the growth of you and the growth of your church and the growth of your business than God? Glorify, glorify your Son that you may be glorified. That's exactly what she was breathing forth prophetically this morning. No one's holding you back but you. And there's an anointing to break you open to step across the threshold into your new season here today. It is time to move on. It is time to step forward. We've closed doors. Praise God. Now we can. Now we can. Doors are going to open for us today. In meditation, I've talked a lot about meditation this morning, but we've talked a lot about prayer. And so that's just kind of the flavor of this house. But I was in the tent meditating on this word, literally imagining in my spirit I'm inside of Abraham's tent. And I saw a vision. And this is the actual meat of this word that I published. And in this vision, I saw four different things. I do have a PowerPoint for this. The first thing I saw is me reaching up to get that tent flap and to secure it, because that's how they would do it. They would roll that thing up and tie it up. And in order to come out of the tent, there has to be a tying up of the door, a securing of the door. And I believe that's what's happening this weekend. We are securing the door, holding it fast for you to come out. We're giving you 3 days, and I know we're wrapping. Yeah, look at that. 3 days to come out. So each speaker has helped to roll that thing up and to tie that flap into place so that you can come out. But in order to come out, anyone who has camped knows you have to do something. What do you have to do? What does this say to you, this image? Bowing. It can be worship, which we've done together. But I want to use this application. It's a word that begins with H. Thank you. Humility. In order to come out of the tent to view your promise and to step into the next season, there must be a humility that enters into us as women. We must humble ourselves. And when you humble yourself, guess what? Your vision, and this was revealed to me in this meditation, the vision is on you. When you humble yourself, you are looking down at you. So in order to humble ourselves to go into the next season, we have to look at ourselves like Stacy said this morning in prayer. Now, don't you look at me. I'm going to look at me. I'm going to do some fixing here. And there has to be an assessment of who we are and where we are in life right now. And so four things I saw. The very first thing I saw was my feet. I looked down in this vision and I saw my feet. And your feet represent your journey, where you've been. The different geographies that your feet have crossed. How many of you watch CSI? And I watch Sherlock. I'm not a CSI person, but I know how this goes. I'm a BBC Sherlocker. Thank you. Yeah, I know some of you know exactly who I mean. Sorry. Your feet, your journey. In these different crime shows, what they do is they dig the soil out of their shoes to determine that they were in the brickyard when they were murdered and what time of day it was because the soil was so wet and so compacted in their shoe. You know, they can do that kind of stuff. Well, it's the same with this vision. I saw my feet and I knew that there was dirt on my feet and that represented my journey. And so many of us detest our journeys. We regret our choices. None of it's for a waste. I love every step I've taken, even the ones where I tripped. I got here today. I'm here today. I'm with you. I'm in the company of the most awesome women in the tri-state. I have not regretted one step or one mistake. What do you regret? I think my daughter, they asked her, Maddie, are you back there? Please forgive me for using this without permission. She was asked in school to write an essay on one thing she regrets, and she's like, I don't regret anything. I've learned. And what a wisdom for a senior in high school. I agree with that. She inspires me this morning. Yeah. Where have you come from? Look at it, assess it, and thank God and bless it. Even your mistakes, bless your mistakes. Bless those relationships that blew up in your face. Bless those jobs that you were let go from. Bless every mistake and ask God to make it redeemed in your future. Because those are the things that make us relatable to each other anyway. Those are the things that make us valuable to one another, not so much even our successes. Do you realize that your friendships are really knit tight on those critical moments of your life? That's kind of like, those seasons are the glue that hold you together. I love that. I love that. Okay, so your feet. The next thing I saw as I move on is my hands. I looked down, I saw my feet, and then I saw my hands. And hands represent our accomplishments, where we have succeeded in life, where we have felt most fulfilled, and where we have accomplished our most achievements. Where were you and what were you doing? If we want to visit the promise of the future, maybe you don't even have a promise. You've totally lost sight or remembrance of anything good for your life that's been spoken over you. Some people get to that point, that they've totally lost hope. They don't even believe the good things that were said over them years ago. If you're at this point, or even close to it, look at your hands. Where have I had success? Where have I had achievement? Where can I look back and say, that was good? God did something here. He changed me. He did something through my hands and blessed someone else. Your hands. Consider those things. Maybe have a journal. Use your Women of Valor book to write these things down. Where have I been? What have I done? Next, I saw my arms as I looked down, and I'm stooping to come out of the tent. I saw my arms. And arms represent strength. Where are you strong? Maybe you don't feel very strong, but we all have strengths. I just started going back to the gym recently, and I had forgotten, even in my sedentary life, that my legs are much stronger than my upper body. For us women, that's that's probably the case, you know. Like, if I want to try and do a chin-up, I have to do, like, 15 pounds, you know. I mean, it's really bad. Upper body, not here. But lower body, watch out. I can kick a hole in the wall, you know, that type of thing. We all have our strengths. Even in our sedentary state, we can quickly find out where our natural innate strengths are. Think about that. Think about what people seek you out for. In an event like this, in our home church, we seek out people with certain skills who can meet the different needs of this conference. And you guys know in your own church or civic organizations, there are multitudes of needs. And when you're called on to help, it's generally according to your strength, isn't it?
You choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life. The same love that set the captives free.
Spread the heavens wide. calling, you're calling, you're calling us to the cross. You're calling, you're calling, you're calling us to the cross.
I want to pray for you today. I know that God has a plan. He has a will for your life. And so many times we say, I cannot change. I cannot do this. I will not make it. I've tried before and I failed. Today's a new day. All you need is one word from God. Maybe change one habit in your life that will open the door to many other possibilities. So Father, right now, in Jesus' name, for those who feel defeated, for those who feel overcome and overwhelmed, I pray your Spirit will touch them now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11, that your thoughts towards us are good thoughts. And when we call upon you, we know we have an expected end, a future of hope. And I thank you, Jesus, right now for making the way, bringing the right person across their path, opening up one piece of information, one word from you can change everything. And I pray, Lord, for you to touch them now, Lord, for courage to come into their life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I thank you for listening, being a part of He's Alive Radio and Connected. We would love to hear from you. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Have a Jesus-filled day.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.